Party time, freedom. But then we enjoy each and every new day, for His mercies are new every morning. So glory to God, for He is good, and His love endureth forever. Today we're looking into taking time to listen, to listening to God, listening to His commands, to His promises, to His ways. And so when you listen, then you're humbling yourself. Then you're allowing yourself to absorb new or good ideas or wisdom that comes only from the Lord. And so it comes from 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 14. And just wanted to recognize everyone here. Welcome everyone. I'm so glad you guys are here. And I'm so glad that you guys got your new bird and got to just jump in, Chloe and Ennis and Iha MC. Crutch says hello. Hello, hello. Maria Rizette Sayo says amen. So we give glory to God every day. And so today we have to dive into the Word of God, which is alive and powerful. We always recognize that the Word of God is a thing that allows us to be alive spiritually, mentally, and brings us together closer with other people, relationally. The Word of God is the truth that God has given us, and that has given us to set us free, right? The truth sets us free. And so let's listen. It takes time to listen. It says in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1, the company of prophets said to Elisha, look, the place where we meet you with you is small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole. Let us build a place there for us to live. And he said, go. Then one of them said, won't you please come with your servants? I will, Elisha said. And then he went with them. And they went to Jordan and began to cut down trees. And one of them was cutting down a tree, and the iron axe head fell in the water. Oh my Lord, he cried. It was borrowed. And then the man of God said, where did it fall? And when he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. Lift it out, he said. And the man reached out his hand and took it. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such a place and such a place. And the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel, he checked on the place indicated by the man of God time and time again. Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? And they replied, none of us, my lord, my king, they said, one of the officers, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words that you speak in your bedroom. And then go, find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send my men to capture him. And the report came back, he is in Dothan. And then he sent his horses and chariots and a strong force. They went by night and surrounded the city. Wow. Welcome everybody. I still see people are still coming in, but we can see how incredible this story is. How there was a miracle when the lost axe happened. And then afterwards, the king of Aram was trying to capture Israel, was trying to conquer them, trying to backstab them, trying to defeat them. But Elisha knew of his every move because he was a man of God and because God has instructed him exactly where the enemy was moving. God knows exactly where the enemy is and where the enemy plots and what he wants to do. He knows exactly what the enemy is trying to do to trap you, to bring you down, to lie to you, to steal from you, to kill you. He knows, and that's why we absolutely must turn to God. Just like Elisha was always in line, in tune with God, who never lets him down and who always allows him to know and foresee what the plans and the evil schemes of evil men were. Glory to God. Wow. So, during this, we can see the Lost Axe. And the Lost Axe is pretty incredible. This borrowed axe head was lost, but miraculously recovered. And throughout 2 Kings, we keep on seeing several different miracles that happened throughout the 2 Kings. Miracles of the jars being filled with a very little oil, but empty jars being filled to the full by God, His power, and by His instruction. How He was able to heal the leper, how He was able to do abundantly, exceedingly, more than anyone can imagine or think of. And so this borrowed axe was lost, but it was recovered. And the score of prophets, they requested permission to build additional space at the Jordan River. And Elisha, he granted them the request. He said, go ahead. When he was asked to join the prophets at the construction site, he agreed. And the prophets themselves, they did the work, which is a picture of diligence. The prophets, they faced an immediate problem. An axe head flew off into the handle, into the river. And the prophets, they were poor. They were like seminary students, poor and broke. But then, during that time, iron was very expensive, and the axe was very expensive. So they borrowed the tools in order to build the houses. So this prophet, he was like, oh no, master, it was borrowed and now it's in the water. Now it's lost. And the man of God, Elisha, demonstrated God's power to help diligently, to help the diligent worker. Hello, everyone. And then he used a stick to show what he wanted and the axe head to do. And he threw that stick into the river and he watched it and he observed. And then the axe head, the iron, rise to the top. You see, metal, iron, normally does not rise in water. They sink. But in this case, the iron rose to the top. And then he instructed the student to lift the axe head out. And they retrieved it. That's so incredible. That's so awesome. And then the second part was when the Syrian military force miraculously, they were blinded. It was a lesson on God's power to defend His people, to defend the Israelites. The secret plan of attack by Syrian raiding parties was miraculously revealed to Elisha, and he warned the king of Israel where the attacks were to take place. And the information proved true time and time again. Not once was there a misinformation. And then the army of Israel was always prepared, preventing these attacks of the Syrians. And the Syrian king was absolutely enraged. He was asking, who is the one that is betraying us? Who is the one in our courts that is showing the Israelites and giving them the informant that where we're going to be at? And the king of Syria became enraged. He suspected one of his officials as a spy, and he summoned and demanded that they were to expose the spy. And one officer informed the king that it was not any of them, but Elisha, the prophet of God, who was giving the Israelites king the information, and he had supernatural knowledge. You see, God is God who sees all things, knows all things, and He's the one that can inform you of all the things that's gonna happen by His will. Of course, you gotta have the right heart. You gotta be able to listen. Have a listening ear. It takes time to listen to God. And so, the king of Syria sought to capture Elisha. When he learned that Elisha was in Dothan, he sent a special forces to capture Elisha. Marching by night, he surrounded the city. And then tomorrow, we'll get to continue with this story of what happens to Elisha, what happens to the Syrian armies, the ones that surrounded him, Dothan, and was set to capture him. What's going to happen? And so that's a cliffhanger. What's going to happen? Tomorrow we get to see. Amen. And so let's look at some reflections. There's two reflections, two lessons that we can learn from here. And it's these reflections are helpful for you and me so that we can grow in Him, so that we can reflect and understand what this passage is talking about, so that we can understand it and apply it into our own life. Amen. And so, when the heavy iron fell into the water, there were inspired solutions. Solutions that man would not think of, because it's just impossible for the iron to float in water. It's impossible to just throw a stick into the water and expect jewelries and treasures and money to come out of it, expensive things to come out of it. But Elisha, he does not assume that the axe head is lost forever. He asked the servant or the prophet where it landed, where it fell, and he cuts a stick and throws it into the Jordan, the river, and the iron floated. And we may not be powerful prophets like Elisha, but you can look to God for inspired solutions, the salulu to the problems. When others lose hope and give up, you can discover the unexpected answers when you think outside the box, when you go to the Lord in prayer, and when you put Jesus first. You can try to view challenges from God's perspective, because God is bigger than all of our challenges. He's stronger and He knows all things. He's able to do the impossible. In Christ, we can do all things. In Him who strengthens me. So we want to go to God in prayer. Go to Him in the Word. Allow Him to inspire us and teach us and lead us how to navigate through the problems that we are facing. Scripture reminds us that our God is a supernatural God and that there is nothing impossible for Him. Instead of dwelling on your own limitations, you can seek divine inspiration so that you can identify and carry out solutions to some of the most challenging situations that you are facing. You may feel hopeless. You may feel lost. You may feel like it's the end and that you cannot do anything, that you have lost, and that it's the end, that you have failed. You may feel like a failure. But if you go to God first in prayer, allow Him to inspire you. Allow Him to empower you and give you that supernatural solution. Then you will know that He is God, because His solutions are always correct. You see, God's power is so great, so high, so mighty. He's all powerful. And all you gotta do is go to Him and say, Lord God, Abba Father, I come before You. I'm lost. I'm broken. I'm hopeless. I'm a failure. And I cannot do this. But God will say, you're not a failure. You continue working hard. You continue being diligent. You continue seeking Me first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all will be added unto you. Seek God first, and He will add to you. Amen. So that is why we absolutely must go to God and see things from God's perspective. Because when we see things from our own perspectives, then we see things that are too big for us to solve, that we cannot do on our own power. But when we go to God and see it from His perspective, everything is so tiny, so small. All the circumstances, all the crying, all the pain, it's so small. And God is able to supply all of your needs. Everything that you need, God can give to you, so that you don't have to live in that bondage, in that burden forever. So that you can live in His freedom forever. And so that you can live in Christ and live in His promises. So seek that divine inspiration, that divine wisdom that God has. Don't dwell on your own limitation. Oh, what can I do? What can I do better? Oh, what did I do wrong? No, you go to God and ask Him, Lord, what can I do? Or what can you, please tell me what to do. Be the driver of my life. Don't let me be driving this car by myself, this journey by myself. But you lead me. You guide me. Because you carry the solution. You are the God of breakthrough. You're the God of glory. You're the God who answers my need. You're the Jehovah Jireh, my provider, who meets all of my needs. So God is the solution to all things. You go to Him, and then you go to Him when you are facing the most challenging situation. Go to Him, because Jesus is the answer. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. I'm going to close the window because it's loud. Because there's construction outside. Give me a second. Ah, that's better. It was noisy outside. Huh. Oh. You okay? Baby pants, okay. 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 Good. So, the solution comes from the Lord. The answer comes from the Lord. Now, one of the biggest challenging situations for people is sin. The sin in their life. Whether it's being lustful of the flesh, be envious and jealous of other people, whether it is being proud and haughty, whether it's being slothful and lazy. Sin is something so many people is struggling with. It could be greed, wanting things of the world. These are things that may seem so challenging and that you want to get out of. Well, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. And because of Jesus, He has given you mercy. He has given you grace. And He has forgiven you of all your sins when you go to the Lord in prayer and confess your sin to Him and repent and you turn away from the sins. You gotta hate what God hates. You gotta love what God loves. You gotta seek to be righteous, His righteousness, and seek to follow after Jesus. And Jesus already did the hardest part, giving up His divinity, His power, His glory in heaven, coming down to earth, living a perfect sinless life that we cannot live, being buried for 3 days after dying on the cross, and raising after 3 days, right? Defeating sin and death. He's the resurrection and the life. And so He raised from the dead so that you no longer have to be bounded by your sin, so that you no longer have to be bounded by death. Because death is the beginning of eternal life. Death is the beginning of eternity. And so, we can praise God for this solution to get out of our debt of sin. For the wages of sin, the debt of sin that we must pay is death. And that death is not just a physical death. That death is a spiritual death, which is an eternal separation from God. We don't have to be eternally separated from Him or in eternal ruin and destruction, lake of fire. We don't have to be. Because Jesus made a way for us when there was no way, by dying on the cross for your sin. Because Jesus, He made a way for you to have a eternal relationship with Him in heaven. Because Jesus is the one that wants to bring you into the promised land, into eternity with Him in heaven. This baby, baby Noah, my baby. And number two, active listener. The king of Israel, he listens attentively when Elisha warns him of the Aramean's plans. And as a result, Israel avoids Aram's surprise attacks and continues to have the upper hand in the war. Elisha's information is so accurate that the king of Aram assumes that there must be a spy amongst his own people, amongst his officers. In our relationship with the Lord, you can speak directly to Him and bring any request before Him. However, you gain the most edifying insights when you attentively listen to God in your prayers and through His word, through His people. May you be attentive listeners, especially through difficult times, especially when you are struggling through relational problems, struggling with isolation, struggling with addiction to drinking or substances. Leaning upon God's voice is so important. It helps you navigate through every situation with His wisdom, with His power, with His love. You are not alone. And that's why in your darkest moments, turn to the Lord our God, for He never lets you down. Turn to Him in prayer. Turn to Him in the Word of God. Turn to Him in listening carefully through these live streams. I know it helps me so much. And I know it can help you as well. Now I do these as a prayer to God, to understand Him, to learn as well. And you too should learn as well. We are all learning together, journeying together, allowing God to speak to us through different mediums, through live stream on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. Isn't that amazing? That is God who leads us, who teaches us. It is God who gives us insights that we would never have come up with ourselves. And when He gives you that insight, you must take action. You must take action just like the king of Israel did. He listened to Elisha. And then when he listened, he set his forces to counter the attacks of the Aram king. And so that they were not able to successfully invade into the kingdom of Israel. And likewise, you need to listen to God. Go to Him in prayer. Listen to what commands He has for you. He says, put on the full armor of God. Resist the devil. Fight. Stand up strong. Follow Him. Imitate me. As I imitate Christ, read the Word of God. Be daily committed to God. Not just one day a week. Not just 2 days a week. But every single day of the week you are committed to the one true God. Amen. So we praise God for He is good. He never lets us down. We be active listeners to God, not to people, to God. Because people have so many things to say, so many opinions, so many thoughts. Some are misinformation. Some are thoughts that you don't have to listen or think about, which just clutter your head with negative thoughts. You don't have to stay in that realm. Listen to God. Go to God first in prayer. And He will direct your steps. He will give you clear understanding, clear wisdom, clear discernment on what is right and wrong. And He will give you clarity. And with clarity, He gives you peace. Because a lot of people do not have clarity in their life. They're wishy-washy. Relationships, they're confused. And they're unsettled. And that causes so much problems in their own life, sleepless nights, and causes them not wanting to live anymore, wanting to give up on life. But when we turn to the one true God, who who gives us clarity and peace. Man, we don't have to be living in constant battle in our mind. We live in clarity in Christ. We listen to God because He speaks the truth, because He speaks the word that comes to pass. He speaks promises. He speaks love. He speaks hope. He speaks peace. He speaks joy. He speaks great things. The Holy Spirit is living inside of us, empowering you each and every day, giving you more than enough. This is our Almighty God, whom we declare as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, who we acknowledge as our Heavenly Father, who never lets us down, who we have access to Him because of Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father through Him. Listen to the way. Listen to the way that He's teaching you. Follow in His ways. Go look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Look at Jesus, who is the visible representation of the invisible God, who is the image of God Almighty in heaven. He came from heaven to earth to show you who God is, to sacrifice His life for you, to lay down His life for you. And there's no greater love than this, but one to lay their life down for another. And that is exactly what Jesus did. He laid His life down for you. That love, that sacrifice, He did not deserve it, yet He did it for you, to be a living sacrifice for you, to satisfy the wrath of God, to be the Lamb of God, so that you don't have to enter into the realm that is of eternal suffering, the realm that is for the devil, for the demons, so that you instead can enter into the realm of heaven, into the promised land, into a better place. Amen. And so we talk about Jesus each and every day, for He is good, He's mighty, He's powerful, and He is the way. He's the truth, and the truth will set you free. Too many lies are happening in the world, and lies that try to bring you down. Too many negativity and lies that are not here to uplift you, to build you up. And it causes your mind to be clustered, to be clouded, to just think about everything that's bad. No more do you have to listen to that. You have to listen to the truth, to the truth that will clear out these clusters in your mind, to set you free in the name of Jesus, to give you life. Amen. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life, He's the resurrection. And this life is not just life on earth. He gives you life to the fullest, life to the abundance, on earth and in heaven. But this life in heaven is eternal presence of God. This life in heaven is so good, so wonderful, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain. This life in heaven is where we look forward to. And so when we live in Christ, we know that we are headed towards that eternal joy, eternal peace, eternal love of Christ. We know we're headed towards the promised land. But as Paul says, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live, we live for Jesus Christ. We live not our own life, but a life that Christ wills for our life. To point other people to Him. To love others as He has loved. To show others of Him who died on the cross for us, who paid for our sin when we don't deserve it, who loves us so deeply. And that's why we absolutely must live for Christ, not for ourselves, and say, not my will, but yours be done. May your will be done. May the things I do glorify you. May the things I say lift you up and bring others to you, and not break them down, but bring them up. And may you increase in my life and I decrease. That means I will be humble, not be proud, not have ego, but be humble and allow God to be the one that speaks. Allow God to be the one that leads. Allow God to be the one that shows us the path that we must take. Because God's plans are higher than our plans. God's plans are higher than our plans. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So turn to the Lord in prayer, in the word. Let him be your guide. Lean not on your own understanding, but on God's full understanding, wisdom, discernment, and he will make your path straight. Life is too windy, too confusing, too difficult to live on our own. But if you live in Christ, then you are living in his love, in his guidance, in his mercy, which is the best relationship you can ever have. We're not following the ways of man, we're following the ways of God. We're not following rituals, traditions, we're following relationship with him. Amen. Who's receiving something? Type Jesus forever. Or throw a fire emoji if this is helpful. God is good. So going back to this borrowed axe. Apparently, they asked for permission of Elisha to build this additional space at the Jordan River to live at. And after granting their request, Elisha was asked to join them in that space, in that construction site. And note that the prophets did not hire contractors to do the work. They actually constructed the buildings themselves, which is a clear picture of diligent labor, of hard, industrious workers. Even prophets of God were working, building things on their own power, with their own servants, with their own hands. And as the students were chopping down the trees of beams, an immediate problem arose. One of the students, he swung an axe. He swung it so hard that it flew off the handle into the Jordan River. And the Jordan River is a river that's running and it's flowing. And you don't know how far deep it went. You don't know how far down the road it went. Have you ever lost an item like a ring or glasses inside an ocean? And you try to find the object, but the waves keep crashing over it. And you know exactly where it fell, but it's not where it fell anymore because the waters keep moving and moving and moving, and you cannot receive the item anymore. You cannot retrieve it. Well, that's exactly what was happening here. They could not retrieve the item. And so, what Elisha did, because they lost this expensive axe that they could not buy, they could not purchase, because they were broke, they were poor, they went to Elisha and said, "Elisha, I don't know where it is. I have a problem, and it was borrowed." And the iron was very expensive that day. And so Elisha, simply by asking where the axe fell in the river, and then he took a stick and he threw it into the water, demonstrating God's power to the helpful and faithful, diligent worker. He took that stick from a bush, threw it in the water, and watched it patiently, and it quickly rose to the surface. That iron that sinks to the ground, normally sinks down, rose to the surface, showing and symbolizing what he wanted the axe to do. And miraculously, the axe head floated to the top of the river, just as the stick has done. And Elisha instructed the student to grab the axe and lift it out. This is the power of God. This is the power of God, amen. So what can you learn from this? Whatever you do as believers, you are to do it well and do it diligently and work hard. Just like I need to make videos every day, to live stream every day, to go to God in prayer every day. This is something that it's of diligence, that we're worshiping God, that we're not doing it on our own accord, but on God's will and doing his will. Whenever you undertake a task, you are to be faithful and to complete the work. In your job, in your employment, you are to be committed. You are to be hardworking. You are to be conscientious and to be steadfast, doing the very best work that you can do. It is a privilege to have a job and to have health to perform the job, to have the talent and time to do the job. It's a privilege for which you should be very thankful for, a privilege that demands your very best. Yet, think of all the lazy, pathetic workers and all the sloppy workers work that goes around us. All the people who think that society and others owe them a livelihood. Then think about what different society this would be if everyone were hardworking and did his best or very best work. If every worker was diligent and steadfast in his or her employment, wow, wouldn't life be so much better? We would be serving not only ourselves, but other people, but also God. We're doing this for God. And that's why when I worked in fast food restaurant, Mod Pizza, I worked hard, I cleaned hard, I served hard at an efficient pace. I did my best, and I said, this is all temporary. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna enjoy it, and I'm gonna do it for God, not for myself. It's not for myself. And you know, when God sees you doing and being faithful with a little, then He will bless you with more. Then He will know that you can be faithful with more. But if you're faithful with little, then how can you be entrusted and be faithful with more? So, it's not your only your job and employment that concerns God. It is every task that you undertake in life, no matter what you put your hand to. Whether employment, volunteer, work, or activity that you freely undertake for your own benefit, God cares about how you approach each task. And when you put your hand to it and work diligently, God will bless it. God will multiply it. God will not leave you astray when it glorifies Him. Never are you to be slothful, slacking, and doing tasks half-heartedly. On the contrary, you are to be attentive and to take an active interest in whatever task that you undertake. You are to be industrious, persistent, and pressing on to make the work of your hand be completed. And once that task has been finished, God will give you a sense of satisfaction, fulfillment. So listen to what God says about being diligent and hardworking. You are, in Romans chapter 12, verse 11 says, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You are to be fervent, to be hardworking in spirit, serving the Lord our God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28 says, let him that steals no more, rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may give to him that is needed, so that God may bless him with everything that he needs. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, it says, whatever you shall do, or whatever word you should say, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father in Him. Give thanks to God. Amen. Glory to God. And then Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, not to please men, because men will let men down. People will let people down, but God will never let you down. And when you do it for God, then you are doing for God who will watch you, who will see what you did, and who will reward you for your hard work. Don't do it for other people. When you do it for man, you will receive what is a man's reward. But when you do it for God, then God will reward you in His own ways. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, and the Lord God took the man, Adam, and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it, or to protect it and cultivate it. He put Adam into the Garden of Eden to work it, to take care of it. You see, He created man to take care of His creation. But because of sin, man, their greed, is destroying the world. It is difficult. It's not easy. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, now them that are such, we command it and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that they quietly do their work and eat their own bread. Now such people we command it and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to work in quiet fashion and eat their own bread. God blesses you with the things that you need. God is the one that knows what you need, and He's the one that wants to give you what you need. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of a diligent makes rich. If you want to be rich in Christ, then you have to be diligent. God blesses a diligent worker. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who pursues worthless things lacks sense. So if you go after worthless things, then you will be feeling a lot of sense of hopelessness, sense of being lost, sense of just unaccomplishment, which is like emptiness in your heart. And that's why it's so important that you walk in the ways of God, to allow Him to give you His grace, His mercy, give you what you need. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For giving us the wisdom to work hard. Work hard. You can write your testimony in here if you like. Glory to God. It's okay to cry, guys. God loves you. And then in the second part, after the axe came the Syrian military force, which was miraculously blinded by God. Blinded in order to save Elisha. Well, actually that comes tomorrow. From being captured. But I think we can go through it tomorrow. But it shows how God is your protector. God is your defense. God is your fortress. He's your shield. He's your refuge. He's your hiding place. How God is the one that guides you and leads you towards the right places. And we touch on it more tomorrow. But the Syrian king, he talks with his officers. He plans a series of secret attacks against the Israelites by several groups of his special forces. The strategy of attacks by raiding parties was to take place over extended periods of time. But God miraculously reveals the secret attacks to Elisha. And Elisha then forewarns the kings of Israel, the king of Israel, where the attacks were to take place. And time, the information proved true. And the army of Israelites was always prepared. They prevented the attacks and utterly frustrated the Syrian raiding parties. Enraged and suspicious, the king of Syria suspected that one of his officers became a spy for the Israelites. Summoning his officers, the Syrian king demanded they expose the spies. And so, stepping forth, one officer informed the king that it was not any of them who betrayed the Syrian king. Rather, it was Elisha the prophet who was giving the secret information to the king of Israel. The prophet not only had supernatural knowledge, but also had knowledge so detailed that he knew what the Syrian king spoke in his bedroom. And hearing this, the Syrian king immediately sent out units of spies to find out where Elisha was. And when he found out he was in Dothan, the king sent out a special force to capture Elisha, marching under the cover of darkness, and the troop reached and surrounded the city of Dothan. And so, this we will continue tomorrow. What will happen tomorrow? And so we should turn to God, allow God to be the one that leads us, that protects us. Even the plots, the schemes of the enemies, we don't have to worry about it, because we know that God is our protector. He's the one that protects baby Pan from sickness, from disease, from being unhealthy. He's the one that protects you as well and provides all of your needs. And so I don't have to worry about anything and let those negative thoughts come in my head. I don't have to waste my time on that. Really, it is really not something that we should dwell on. We shouldn't dwell on the things of the world, but we should dwell on the things above. To think about Him, pray to Him, ask Him for His guidance, ask Him for His love. Amen. And so, What is your greatest difficulty right now? What are you going through right now? My greatest difficulty right now. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to secure the baby, give him a good night, four hours of sleep. Even to now, it's been probably 12 hours sleep from 3 to 9. That's 6 hours of sleep. He was able to sleep straight without interruption. And I give glory to God. But in your greatest difficulties of having lack of sleep, Noah, I believe, he's the one that should actually give me more sleep. But other people, they take it away. Noah wants to sleep. He wants to rest. I want to rest. We try to rest. And I know you want to rest too. So we need to go to God in prayer. And so throughout the whole time, I've been praying for my wife, praying for Noah, myself. I don't want anything, anyone, to get in the middle of us as we continue this precious journey. The journey that happens only once. I am only going to have one son until my next one. I'm only going to have one child until my next one. If there's a next one. So I'm taking advantage of all I can do to love him, care for him, even though I think babies are selfish and only think of themselves. But actually, being with a baby, he's not that selfish. All I gotta do is feed him, change diapers, help him rest. That's all. Pretty easy. Very easy. He didn't ask me for anything else. So I'm thankful for that. So, how can you seek divine inspiration in addressing these challenges? Divine inspiration. Go to God more in prayer. Out loud in prayer. With my wife. Even with the parents. More prayer. It's not easy, but I'm trying to enjoy the parenthood as much as I can. It's supposed to be, it's not easy. People will say it's not easy, but I personally think it's not hard. I personally think changing diapers, feeding, sleeping, that's okay. But it's hard for my wife because she's in pain. With the postpartum, it's not easy. The birth was not easy. The hospital was not easy. And so that was actually the greatest difficulty, seeing her in pain. And I'm hopeless. I can't do anything. But ask her to rest, sleep, let the body recover. Ask for God's divine healing. Maybe y'all can pray for her, so that she may no longer be in pain, so that she can hold the baby, love the baby, as a healthy mother, and not be sick. Number 3 of application out of 4. How do you practice active listening in your relationship with God? Take a moment, guys. Slow down. Be still and know he's God. Just listen to him. Dear Lord, speak to me. Dear Lord, give me peace. Dear Lord, guide me, teach me. And then you have a time of silence. And in my mind, I'm hearing, I love you. And my grace is sufficient for you. I have so much more to provide for you, to give you. You don't have to worry, because I will supply all your need. Amen. So we listen. And then number 4, what insights have you gained from him today? What insights? Well, I'm continually reminded through 2 Kings right now how God is able to do miracles, make the iron float to the top of the water of the river. How God is able to know the schemes and the plans of the evil one and then inform us of it. He's trying to tear family apart. He's trying to make us disunified. But God, Jesus, is the glue of the family. He's the one that brings us together. He's the one that brings you here. It's because of Jesus, not because of me. I'm nothing. I'm worthless without him. But by God's grace, his mercy, every morning, his new mercies every morning, I can come this new day and praise him all the days of my life. Amen. So give your life to Jesus today. Let him walk it. Let him lead you in your walk. Say, dear Lord, thank you that I can always look up to you for your divine inspiration in every single circumstances, in every high, every low. I can look to you and seek you first, and not my own power, but by your power, God. Lord God, help me listen attentively to you, actively seeking you, listen to you through prayer, listen to you through the Word of God, through community. Listen to you, Lord God. Let your voice be the only voice that I hear. Because the voices of the world is leading me astray, leading me towards just confusion. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sick and tired of the negativity. Lord, let me walk by faith and not by sight. Especially when I'm facing difficult challenges, Lord God, come through so that I may respond with your wisdom, your discernment, your knowledge, your will, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God is good, and he's guiding us. He's leading us, and he's not letting you down. And may God bless you, be with you, protect you, lead you, provide for you, heal you. May he give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and discernment. May he give you everything you need to get through each and every new day. And may you draw closer to him, and he will draw closer to you. May you abide in him, and he will abide in you. May you accept the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, into your life, so that he can transform you and give you a life that's so much better than when you're living on your own. because God has great plans for each one of you guys. I believe so. I believe it's His power. It's His word that leads us, that guides us, that comforts us, the brokenhearted, that brings those in darkness into the light, that leads us up by still water, lay us down by green pasture. My cup overflows. He gives us more than enough. And so we give glory to God. Amen. Wow. Jan Goose, Mark, thanks for the follow. Maria, amen. Takio, have a blessed day. God bless you. Amen. Let me reply to some of you guys. Ken Sunny, amen. God bless you. Hello, evil cat. Bunty Hunter, hey there. What time is it? It is 9:37 a.m. in California here. And so if you have any prayers, any questions, God is listening. I'm here. We've been here for 56 minutes. Wow, you guys are, huh? Here. 4:37. Or 5:37. I see. You guys are in UK, aren't you? You're in Europe. Glory to God. Takio says, love your words. Remind me of my dad always preaching. Glory to God. Philip DeMello, thank you for the follow. Thanks for the likes, subscribes. It helps the channel. Helps bring Jesus' name out. And we know we're going to continue building His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to continue being a light for Him. Amen. Susanna Mendez. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Blackpink Star. Amen. God bless you. Church, what's good today? Great. House of Judah. Ministries. South Africa. Amen. Thank you. Well, God bless you. And may God be with you. Feels good to worship Jesus, our Lord, our God, our Savior. Always, amen. We continue walking in His ways, building our life upon His firm foundation, letting Him be our King, our Lord, our Savior, in everything that we do, never giving up, because He shows us exactly what we need each and every day. Amen. Yeah. Brayden says, my baby brother is 1 month old. Great. This baby is 9 days old. And we have a checkup at 10 o'clock. So I gotta run to our checkup at the hospital. It's gonna be good. He's gonna weigh, I don't know. He's gonna weigh a healthy weight. God is our protector, our refuge, our resting place. He knows exactly what you're going through. And He loves you. He lets you live in His presence. Amen. Glory to God. May God bless you guys. Joshua 1:9 is amazing to remember. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Amen. And the story, the passage before that, the verse before that, Joshua 1:8. You shall not let the word of God depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on the word of God day and night, and He will give you good successes. Amen. Oh, congratulations, Chloe Banks. Good to see you again. Yes, he finally has come. Finally here. Amen. What language do I speak? I speak English. I know some Mandarin. Yeah. And no baby talk. Blah, 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 blah. Nah, just kidding. Yeah. Amen. So take some moment. Let God fill your heart. Let Him teach you. Lead you. Amen. M. Noor Raskar says, blessings to your family. Thank you for sharing and spreading the word of God. Hey, all glory to God. Normally we have like 5 to 10 people on TikTok, but we have 36 people. That's amazing. Back then I would get 100. Normally, just that. But that was like a year and a half ago. But times have changed. Hello, Brittany. Deborah, thanks for the follow. God bless you. Philip DeLamello says, amen, brother. Zara says, you have a good sense of humor. Glory to God. Keep calm. Hey, LL. I'm glad you guys enjoying it. I know, I like being funny. I do. Recite Psalms 23. Always recite it. You can do it. You can recite it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. He leads me by still water. He makes me lie down on green pastures. His rod, his staff, they comfort me. And then goes on. Malay. Hey, that's cool. You know, my younger brother, he wants to be a missionary in Malaysia in a year from now. So, that's pretty good. Ignore the trolls that follow me. Yeah. Well, he said, amen. Shoshmu says, missing. The word of God will spread and find where it belongs. Glory to God. I know it's alive and powerful. And that's why so many people long to hear it. So many people want to experience more of Him. And we know the Word of God is a tool for you. It's God's love letter to you, so that you may walk in His path, in His righteousness, walk a life that is so good. Ah, He leads me by still waters and He restores my soul. Yes, that's right. My enemies surround me at my table or something. And then He anoints my head with oil. And my cup overflows. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory to God. Wow. Yeah. So all glory to God. I have 15 minutes till the appointment. So let me pray for all of you guys and bless you guys. Lord, I thank you for everyone here that came across the live stream that's listening. I thank you that they're able to be part of this journey, this story, as we do this daily live stream every day. And I pray that you continue leading us and guiding us every day of our life. Pray for protection, your goodness, your mercy upon them, that they draw near to you, that they experience you each and every day. We love you, God, because you loved us first. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Hey, thanks for the subscribe, Philip DeMello. You're the second one. You're the second out of 4 right now that's subscribed on TikTok. And then subscription on YouTube is different. It's like a follow. But yeah, thanks for the follow, guys. Raven team leader. Are you Korean? This baby's Korean. He's half Korean, half Taiwanese. I'm Taiwanese. Glory to God. Well, God bless you guys. And I look forward to seeing you guys more in the future. And may we journey together, be equipped with the word of God, and let him be first in our life. Well, God bless you. Panda out for now. I'll see you next time. God loves you.